Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 16, text 109, we're discussing a story about Shuklambara Brahmachari. But he's an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would visit the homes of his different devotees when he was in his Navadvip Leela. This before he took sannyas. And he would exchange with his devotees. Samoke dekaya Shuklambara Brahmachari Anugraha Kari Tare Gauranga Srihari. Seeing Shuklambara Brahmachari standing before him, Sri Gaurahari bestowed his mercy on him. Sei Shuklambarera Shunaha Kichukata Navadvipe Vasati Prabhura Janmajata. Now here are the topics regarding Shuklambara Brahmachari, who lived in Navadvip, where the Lord appeared. Parama Swadharma Rata Parama Shushanta Chinitena Parekeya Parama Mahanta. Shuklambara Brahmachari was always engaged in his occupational duties, his Swadharma, and he was most peaceful. Although no one knew it, he was a great devotee. A Paramahanta Chinitena Pare. No one really understood, so he wasn't a show-off. It was all secret and private. He was Parama Swadharma, Parama Shushanta. He was engaged in devotional service. He was a great devotee, and consequently he was supremely peaceful. Krishna's Kaviraj explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the peace formula, only a devotee can be peaceful. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakalaya Shanta Krishna Bhakta Naishkama Ateva Shanta. He says that one is desirous of sense gratification, a sense enjoyer, bhuti, or someone who wants liberation. He wants to go back to Godhead. He wants to go to the spiritual world. Or he wants mystic power, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. Sakale ashanta. They can't be peaceful. Their mind is always agitated by some want, by some desire. If we want something, then our mind can never be tranquil, be peaceful. That want or that desire will always agitate the mind. It's like a lake. If you have a lake, a body of water somewhere in the forest, a lake, and it's very calm, but you keep throwing stones into it. Every time you throw a stone in a rock into the lake, it'll make ripples. Where the rock hits the water, bloop, and then it makes ripples. So the surface of the water of the lake will always become disturbed by ripples. So this is the mind. The mind of the non-devotee is like this. It's so many ripples. And you throw many stones at once, these ripples go on top of those ripples, and they all collide with each other and create disturbance in the mind. So he says, Krishna Bhakta Naishkama. Krishna Bhakta doesn't have any desire. What's the desire? Krishna Bhakta is absorbed in his Lord. He's serving the Lord here or there. Whether he's in any position, we serve the Lord. Physically we serve, and when we have a physical body. If we're sick or impaired, then we serve in our mind. So it's peaceful. The mind is only filled with Krishna. The lake of his mind has no desire. Even the yogis, there's so much meditating and quiet, but they have some ambition. They want mystic power. They want mastery of their senses. They want to attain the power to control their senses. The devotee just engages everything in Krishna's service. This is not so easy, because we have a lot of ulterior motives and material desires mixed in with our presentation of service. But when we come to the platform of pure service, then our mind becomes totally peaceful. Parama Sushanta was very peaceful, extremely, transcendentally peaceful. So these are character descriptions. When we describe an individual, we say, what does he look like? What are his attributes? What are his talents? What does he do? How does he live? What is his lifestyle? What is his philosophy? What does he believe in? What work does he do? How does he maintain himself? When people meet devotees, they often say, oh, you live in a temple. Well, how are you making money? Because everybody in the world is worried about making money. We are too. We also have to make money. Everyone needs money. But that's the primary concern of almost everyone. Money, money, money. Where's the money? How to get the money? And devotees say they have some concern, have to have some concern, but it's not the only concern, it's not the major concern. You see devotees live in Vrindavan with their wives or with singly or whatever. And they go out for 2 months or something, 2 months make some money, come and live for 10. So for 10 months at least, they're not really thinking too much about money. They're just, they have their budget and they're living, doing bhajan, hearing and chanting, bhajan, sadhana. Then for 2 months they're worried about money. A little bit, to some extent, but never no much tension. The devotees are always worried about Krishna. Is Krishna happy now? Is Krishna pleased with what I'm thinking right now? Is Krishna pleased with what I'm speaking right now? Is Krishna pleased with what I'm thinking right now? And is Krishna pleased with what I'm desiring right now? What is my sankalpa? What is my ambition? What is my desire? And this way we become anukulya, favorable to Krishna. Krishna anukulya. Anukulya. So this is very nice, the introduction to this great devotee. Shuklambara. Ambara, the word ambara means covering. And we have in the first canto of Bhagavatam, it describes Shukadeva Goswami as Digambara. Dig means directions. Even there's a village in Kamivan called Dig. Dig is there, and Tapovan is there, and Adi Badrinath is there, Kamvan, called Dig. There's a fort there, Fort Dig Fort. It means direction, north, south, east, west. So Ambara means covering, and Shukla means white, like Shukla Paksha. White, Shukla means white, Shukla means pure, Shukla means clean. So he was covered with purity. Shukla Ambara. Just like the names of Vedic characters, they describe personalities. When they did the birth ceremony of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, then the Jyotish, he saw the configuration of the stars and planets of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, this personality will be very great. He will be able to nourish and maintain the whole universe. He will cover the whole universe. His influence will spread throughout the universe. He will nourish and maintain the universe. Vishwa means universe. Ambara means to maintain or to cover or to spread. So I think we should give him the name Vishwambara. So they did. And then Sita Devi, she saw that he was born under a neem tree. And neem trees have a very special quality. That if one sleeps under a neem tree, at least it's told like this, then he will not be harassed by any boots, prates, pishachas, ghosts, subtle beings. They don't like the neem tree for some reason. Although often these same beings, they inhabit trees, but usually dead trees. Dead trees. These ghosts and boots, they live inside these trees, invisibly. And then in the village, in different villages, people come and worship these dead trees. Because they're worshipping the spirit in the tree, and sometimes they get favors from them. It's called bhut worship. Krishna mentions it in Bhagavad Gita, bhuteja sarvutani. It said, yanti deva vrta devan pitran yanti pratirvata bhutani sarvuteja yajimam yajinopimam. Krishna is talking about four types of worship. It's not yatamatatapat. Vivekananda says yatamatatapat. Many paths lead to the same goal. So it's all one. God is one. Krishna said it's four. It's four. If you worship devas, you do deva puja, yanti deva, vrata devan, then you go to the devalok, swargaloka. If you worship pitris and your ancestors, then you go to pitriloka. If you worship bhuts and prates, then you take birth among those species. And yanti mam, yajinopi mam. If you worship me, you come to me. There's Vaikuntha transcendental worship. That's Vishuddha Sattva Puja. Vishuddha Sattva Pat, Vishuddha Sattva Gati, Supreme Transcendental Goal. Then there's Tamasic Puja, and you take birth among the ghosts. Rajasic Puja, you take birth in Pitriloka, or Earth Planet. And then there's Sattvic Puja, and you take birth in Devaloka. So Krishna is saying there's four paths, four destinations and four paths, quite different than Vivekananda. So he's Shuklambara. He's covered by purity and covered by whiteness. And we're hearing about the different coverings he had. One covering he had that made him pure, and one covering he had that made him white and pure and clean was that he was a great devotee. Paramahanta. Mahanta. Mahatma. Great, great devotee. And he was always engaged in Swadharma. Whatever his particular duties were, he was engaged. He didn't give up his activities. Now what else would he do? Namadvipe gare gare juli lae kande bhikshakari aharanisha krishna bale kande. He would take a bag on his shoulder, juli lae kande, and go beg alms from house to house in Navadvip. What we call marukari. He's begging alms. In other words, he wasn't working, didn't have a government job. He wasn't working in a school. He wasn't a doctor, computer operator. He was simply begging. And the nature of begging is sometimes you get something, sometimes you don't. It certainly generates the utmost humility. A beggar has to be humble, because people insult beggars sometimes. They chase them, they throw stones on them, they mock them, they ridicule them. But it forces one to depend more and more on God. It's dependence. When you have no money and no food, then you're in a very dependent position. You can't survive without food. So when you're dependent, naturally you feel something humble also. What else would he do? Ahar Nisha Krishna Bali Khande. Day and night, Ahar Nisha, he was always crying. Well, we do that also. We're also crying. Crying for money, crying for husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. We're crying, everyone's crying for something. New job. Better apartment. We cry. Material energy makes us all cry. But he was crying while chanting Krishna's names. Krishna Bali Kande. Aharanisha Krishna Bali Kande. So now we have further revelation of his character. Why he was covered by Shukla. Why he was covered by... He's Shuklambara. Shukla Ambara. Digambara Shukadeva Goswami. Vishvambara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Covers the universe, liberates the universe. So he's covered with purity. The purity of crying for Krishna, chanting Krishna's name and crying. And Haranisha means if you're day and night crying Krishna's name, what does that mean? It means you're not sleeping. And we already heard that he's begging for alms, so he's not eating. When he's not eating, he's not sleeping. He's eating whatever roti anyone gets. And he has... So this is a situation. What a great... That's why he's Paramahanta. What, you want to be a Paramahanta? Then become a beggar. You want to be a Paramahanta, a great devotee? Don't sleep. Day or night. You want to be a Paramahanta? Mahanta? Then always chant Krishna's name and while crying, always chant Krishna's name. Well, no thanks. That's a little bit too much to demand. But these, in other words, we're saying this person is a Paramahanta. Paramahanta. Mahanta. He's a Mahanta. A great personality. Shuklambara Brahmachari. Well, what are the characteristics? What are the characteristics that give you this title? Like someone says, I'm the Prime Minister of India. Oh, how so? Well, there was an election. I won so many votes or the parliament and this and that, and I was chosen. So these are the characteristics. Bikari kariya gyan loke nahi chine daridra avadi karaye bikshatane. The general people of Nadia, they thought that Shuklambara Brahmachari was a bikari, a beggar, and therefore they could not recognize him. He was so poor that he had to beg alms to maintain himself. So it's very difficult to judge the position of another person, especially a devotee. They could not understand his real wealth, his inner wealth of Krishna Bhakti, Sampati, Antar Sampati, the inner wealth, the great wealth Sampati, Bhakti Sampati, the wealth of love for Krishna that he had in his heart. Internally wealthy, externally poor. And most of us are externally, most of we all are externally wealthy, internally poor. Somebody looks at us, oh, you have very nice clothes, you have very nice jewelry, you have nice makeup, nice lipstick, nail polish, everything. Nice apartment, but internally bankrupt. Internally bankrupt, overdrawn, bankrupt, nothing. This so people felt, oh, he's just a beggar, he can't maintain himself. Poor man, oh, too bad. No proper house, no proper clothing and food all night long, because he must be crying because he's hungry all night long. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. He must have hunger pangs, his belly is empty. So he's crying all night. But Vrindavan Das Thakur is showing and will show how wealthy this person was. They're saying, oh, you're Daridra. Daridra avadi karaye bhikshatane. Bhikshatane. You're a Daridra. You're very, very poor. Bhikshakari diwase jekichu viprapai krishnera naivedya kari tabeshe shakai. After begging during the day, the Brahmin offered whatever he received to Krishna. Krishna naivedya. Hiram Navedyam, like that. And he accepted his remnants, Shesha Kai, at the end or afterwards, Kai, he ate the remnants, Krishna Prasad. Krishna Nanda Prasade, Taridriya Nahi Jane, Baliya Vedaya Krishna Sakala Bhavane. In the ecstasy of receiving Krishna's mercy, Shukumbhara did not know poverty. Shukumbhara Brahmachari would chant Krishna's names as he wandered from house to house. So he was drinking nectar. Pratipadam Purnamitam Swadanam. Chaitanya Shikshastakam. Pratipadam Purnamitam Swadanam. This is a Sankirtan. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kai bhava chandaka vicharanam vidyavaru jivanam anandam burivardhanam pratipadam purnamitam swaranam amritam swaranam. Pratipadam, step after step, one is in the advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, he relishes bliss at every step. So what does it say? He would chant Krishna's names as he wandered from house to house. That means pratipadam. Wandering means on your feet, step after step. He was chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna's name. And he was Krishnananda Prasadi. Nayajani. He did not know poverty. Oh, you say I'm Daridra? I don't think so. I'm Daridra? Me, Daridra? I'm not Daridra. I'm chanting Krishna's name. Nadana Najana Nasundaram Kavidam Vajagadishakamya. He didn't have anything and laid up in this world. No fixed accounts, no FDRs. No securities, no bank deposit. But he had this wealth. He did not know poverty. He would chant Krishna's names as he wandered from house to house. So you can remember Shukumbhara Brahmacharya when you go apartment to apartment. Krishnananda Prasad. You take Krishna's Prasad in the morning and experience bliss. Then you go door to door and distribute the bliss. I've come to your house to distribute bliss. You want some bliss? You want some ecstasy? Yeah, you take this book, $10, and you'll have ecstasy. No, thanks. Okay, I'll take my ecstasy and distribute it somewhere else. Krishnananda Prasadi. He says, Sakale Bhavan. Bhavan means house. Sakala, all the houses, house to house. He went to every house. So this is an old practice of Lord Chaitanya's followers going door to door Sankirtan. What's he doing? Door to door Sankirtan. Right? He's going door to door and he's chanting Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, whatever. Then they open the door and he's saying, can you please give a donation? So what are we doing? Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. Chanting, maybe you have a clicker sometimes. You walk around the hallways, chant a clicker. I said, yeah. Just to keep track and see how many other names I can knock off in the apartment. And then he say, excuse me, And we're begging, we're beggars. We're just bhikshu, we're begging. We're begging them, please take Krishna praying. Namo Maha Vadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Vadanyaya. Lord Chaitanya is giving it to us, we're downline distributors. It's his product and we're distributing it on his behalf. He's the gardener, he planted the tree of praying. And the tree produced thousands and millions of fruits. And he says, alone I can't distribute all these fruits, I need so much help. So he says, okay, look, I'll help. Okay. And he puts in a big basket all these mango fruits full of praying. He says, look, go, jow. Oh, hey. Hello. Hare Krishna, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, see, I'm dressed up on Hare Krishna. Yeah, that, take this fruit, we're giving this praying. Praying fall. Maha Mantra and this Bhagavatam. Yeah. Oh, you get some dakshin, you get something. Give and take. Love is like this, give and take. We're giving you this to give something for Krishna service. So the same thing, he's doing the same thing. He's doing Nam Sankirtan, asking for a donation. We're doing Nam Sankirtan. We get a donation, we give them a book. And the book gives them everything. They get the Sampati, praying Sampati. Perfection in a book. Perfection in a word. Perfection in a name. This is the Kripa, the Karuna, of the Pracharak, of the preacher. He's going door to door to give love of God. What a beautiful, most beautiful, wonderful engagement. And if people give me some piece of paper, I'm going to take a piece of purple paper, green paper, yellow paper, different kind of monies they have, 10, 20, 50, 100. I'm giving you mangoes, and you're giving me a piece of paper. Can I take 10 pieces of paper and put them in a blender and make a mango shake? take 200-300 Australian dollars and blend it up in a blender and get a mango shake. That'll give you such a tasty thing, such a delectable thing I'm giving you, Gauranga and Krishna. Chaitanjara Kripa Patra Ke Chanite Pare Jakan Chaitanya Anugraha Kare Jare. Who can recognize a recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy? Only one who is favored by the Lord is able. Purvejena Achila Taridra Damodhar Se Mata Shuklambara Vishnu Bhakti Dhar. Shuklambara Brahmachari engaged in Vishnu Bhakti just as the poor Damodar did previously. So this is a nickname for Sridham or Sudham. It's also known as Sudham. Se Mata Kripa O Karila Vishambhar Jai Rahe Chaitanya Nitya Badira Bidhar. Vishwambhara bestowed such mercy on Shuklambhara that he could remain inside the house to watch the Lord dance. So he was able to see the Lord dance inside Srila Sangam. He was one of the in crowd. Jule Kande Lai Vipranache Maharange Deki Hase Prabhu Sabha Vaishnavera Sange. On seeing the Brahmana dance in ecstasy with his bag on his shoulder, the Lord and all the Vaishnavas laughed. So he would be there in Shiva's Angam, inside Shiva's courtyard at night, in the Ratri Kal Leela of Mahaprabhu, Astakali Leela, from 10:48 in the evening until 3:36 in the morning. And everyone's dancing, and apparently it sounds as if he's maybe a little bit older person, hard to say. But being a beggar means he probably was not too fat. Usually you don't get too fat by begging. At best, when you beg, someone gives you a little rice or dal or maybe a chapati. They don't usually give you rajbhog and samosas and cheese, sabji, things that make you fat. I remember doing Madhukari once, I've told a few times, and I stayed briefly for 1 week in Kovindakund. Every day we were going to Anagura. And we were getting actually sometimes halava, someone would get married right after Kartik. Chaturmasi is over, so all the Vrishvasis get married quite a bit. It's a big rush. But generally, we were getting just rotis, and some buttermilk. And buttermilk is not very fattening. Chach. and roti, no ghee on it. But it was keeps you going. So everyone's enjoying, they're getting a good laugh. And he would dance in ecstasy with his bag on his shoulder, swinging in the air. And, you know, it must have made quite a scene, because Vishwambhar and all the Vaishnavas would laugh when they'd see him dance. Vasya achaye prabhu ishvara avesh juli kande shukumbara nache kande hase. As Vishwambhar sat down in the mood, ishvara avesh, absorbed in the mood of the Supreme Lord, Shukumbhar danced, cried, and laughed with his bag on his shoulder. But Lord Chaitanya's followers, they always have a bag on their shoulders with a bunch of books in it, Bhagavatams or Gitas. And I had a bag tied, surgically attached to my shoulder for 6 years. I was doing sankirtan, always to sleep with it on my shoulder practically. Even it got to a point where devotees on sankirtan, they would develop, like there's something called tennis elbow. It's called tennis elbow, the tendons here from playing too much tennis, they get stressed out. And devotees are getting bad shoulders from carrying 30 Bhagavatams, 40 Bhagavatams on their book bag, carrying around. Sir, take one of these, take them. And they get bad shoulders from it. Actually, it happened. These are sankirtan injuries, you know. Sports industry, sports injuries. So it's interesting to think that, to envision that this person's going door to door with a bag on his shoulder, and now 500 years later we're some skinny brahmachari going door to door with a bag on his shoulder and begging alms, please give a donation. Same thing. Amazing. Shukumbhara dekhiya gauranga kripa mai aisa kari prabhu balaye sadai. While watching Shukumbhara, the most merciful gauranga repeatedly called out to him, come, come. So now Lord Chaitanya, and this is now the love exchange begins. So we heard about the character and activities of this great devotee Shukumbhara, and how he was entertaining the Lord and the Vaishnavas with his ecstatic, funny dancing and Shiva Sangam. Now the Lord is, now the dialogue begins. Now this is the exchange of the Ashraya Alamban and the Vishaya Alamban, Vibhav. Lord Chaitanya said to Shukumbhara, Daridra Seva Kamora, Tumi Janma Janma, Amare Sakaladiya, Tumi Bhikshu Dharma, Amiha Tomara Dravya, Anukshana Chai, Tumi Na Dile O Ami, Balakarik Hai. Shukumbhara, you are my poor servant, Daridra Sevak, birth after birth. You give me everything and remain a beggar. That's nice. That's a nice way to be a beggar. It's not that you never had anything in your possession. You never gave anything. You never kept anything. You may have had everything, but you gave everything to Krishna. Sarva dharman pritya jamami kamasharam vrchas. Amare sakaladiya tumi bhikshu dharma. This is your bhikshu dharma, because many people beg and they keep for themselves. Even sometimes they joke that beggars make a lot of money. Like they have jokes like this. You know, I've been in India and they say, Maharaj, you know how much these Rajasthani ladies make on these traffic lights? You know, they make 1,000 rupees a day or whatever. You know, they say like this. They say, these beggars are wealthy. And they get all dressed up like this, but back in Rajasthan they have big, you know, Mercedes and stuff, whatever. And whatever. They have some kind of, they have big gutty somewhere. They all, but they put on these old rags. And then they collect so much money. And then they go back and then they say, all right. Some. They say, I don't know. But obviously they're in a difficult position after a day like that. But he gave. He's giving, give everything to me, then thus you remain a beggar. If I work very hard, and I collect 1 lakh of rupees, and then all day, you have 1 lakh rupees. Then in the night I say, can I have someone? Oh, I gave it to the temple. Huh? Yeah, I'm a beggar, I have zero. So whatever he, He said, and then Lord Chaitanya says, I always desire your foodstuffs. Even if you don't give me, I forcibly take and eat them. So it sounds like Krishna exchanging with Vidura, or with Sudama, taking his chip rice, or Vidura taking the bananas from his wife, instead of going to Duryodhana's place for chopping bog. So here's further description. Mahaprabhu said to Shukumbhara, you are my impoverished, which means poor, devotee, birth after birth. You have no desire to enter family life and become a householder. You beg alms door to door as a brahmachari and offer me whatever you collect. You are a nashtik brahmachari, a lifelong celibate. You are free from even the mundane false ego of the grihasthas and vanaprasthas. Being situated in Paramahamsa Dharma, you have accepted the occupational duties of a renounced akinchan. Therefore, you are a fully surrendered Chidani Bhikshu, or Vaishnava Sannyasi. You have been able to fully offer me all endeavors of your body, mind, and speech. I always long for your offering. You have no preoccupation in enjoying anything other than offering everything to me. Therefore, I forcibly took everything away from you, and as a result, you are poor. Dwarakara Maje Kuda Kari Kailun Tora Pasarila Kamala Darila Hastamora. Did you forget that I forcibly ate your broken rice in Dwarka? Kamala, the goddess of fortune, caught hold of my hand. Ehita Bali Hastadiya Julira Bitar Mushti Mushti Tandula Chivaya Vishambar. After speaking this way, Vishambar thrust his hand into the bag of Shukumbhara and took out a handful of uncooked rice and began eating it. So obviously the Shukumbhara must be Sudama and Krishna Lila. Dwapara, he came as Sudama, a poor Brahmin. And in that life he was a Grihastha. And Krishna blessed him. Krishna blessed them. In Gaur Leela, they wouldn't have to listen to it, wouldn't have to become a henpecked Brahmin. Because when Krishna Leela is a henpecked Brahmin, he was quite peaceful. What did his wife say? Baba, I want a sari. Baba, I want some bangles. Baba, we don't have much money. We're not collecting very much money. Baba, your friend, remember your friend Krishna? He has a big palace in Dwarka, 16,000 palaces. Baba, why don't you go beg some money from your rich friend? And he thought, oh my God, my wife is really putting me in a bad position here. So Sudama was thinking, if I ever come in Krishna's Leela again, oh my Lord, please pray, I pray to you that I become a nashtik brahmachari, so that I don't have to get married and picked on by my wife. I was so embarrassed, I had to go all the way there. And then you forcibly took that chip rice which she gave me to give to you. And then I was there, I actually forgot. I was so overwhelmed with our loving remembrances of our pastimes together in Gurukul, the Dujain, and just bathing in the bliss of your loving association and friendship, that I forgot all about the purpose and my intention of coming to Dwarka. I walked for 2 months to get there on my feet. I was so tired, and you bathed my feet and you worship me and you're treating me so lovingly. I completely forgot my wife's pushing me and prodding me to go there. And I forgot to even ask you. I didn't even ask you about my wife's request about give us some money. And then when I returned to my village after 2 months, I said, oh my God, where am I? And this beautiful lady came out of this palace. It was erected on my former home site. And she said, Sudama. And I said, who's this? You know, that was my wife. She had became like the goddess of fortune. My bungalow, my straw, my thatched roof cottage turned into Rastrapati Bhavan. That was huge, and all maid servants, and I didn't know what was going on. So this apparently is the Sudama was a henpecked Grihastha Brahmin. Poor Brahmin, he became a poor Brahmachari Brahmin in Gaur Leela. Shuklam Vara Bali Prabhu Kaila Savanash Etandule Kudakana Bahuta Prakash.
Oh Lord, you have ruined me. This rice is full of broken particles. It's not fit to be eaten by you.
Prabhupale Tora Kuda Kana Munikan Abhaktera Amrita Ulati Nahichan.
Vishnubhar said, I ate your broken rice, and I turned my face away from the nectar offered by non-devotees.
So this is Krishna's promise. Even the smallest gift, if it's offered by my devotees in pure love, I accept. But even great, huge, grandiose offerings, if they're presented by non-devotees, they do not believe me.
Swatantra Paramananda Bhaktere Jivan Chivaya Tandulake Koribe Nivaran.
The Lord, who is independent, full of ecstasy, Swatantra Bhagavan Gauranga Paramananda, and the life of the devotees, Bhaktere Jivan. Amara Jivana, like the song of Bhakti, it's like the view of my life. Bhaktera Jivan. He ate the uncooked rice. Who could stop him?
Prabhura Karunya Deki Sarva Bhakta Gan Shire Hatta Diya Sabe Karena Krandan.
On seeing Vishambhara's compassion, Karunya Deki Sarva Bhakta Gan, all the devotees began to Krandan, cry while holding their heads in their hands. Shire hat dia. So, like this, or this. How would you hold your head in your hands?
Oh my Lord, such mercy. Oh, such mercy for Shukumbha. We are speaking with him, and he took that rice, and it's just like Krishna and Dwarka and Sudama. Shukumbhar, you're so wealthy, you're so rich. The Lord has eaten from your hand some raw rice which you begged, all broken, 10th-class rice, 2 rupee a kilo rice, unfit for human consumption, some junky rice someone gave you, broken rice.
They saw, and then why did they do that? Because they saw his karuna, the compassion. How much compassion, how much love, care, interest, and concern that Mahaprabhu showed in his devotee, Sri Kumbhara.
Na jani ke kondige padaye kandhiya sabe bivala haila karunya dekhiya.
No one knew who fell where as he cried. Everyone was overwhelmed on seeing such compassion. The devotees were holding their heads. Oh, just falling over. People were certainly a lot more alive in those days, 500 years ago. Now we see, you know, walking down the street and a terrorist jumps out and shoots 50 people in front of us. We say, oh, well, it's very hard to walk on the sidewalk over all these dead bodies. And we just try to sidestep the dead bodies. We don't cry, we don't, you know, nothing, fear, nothing happens. It's just part of life. We're so desensitive, so insensitive. In the Kali Yuga, nothing faces us, terrorism, this, that, anything. But here in the Gauranga's Bhaktas are so soft-hearted. And so so much responsive to all these exchanges of divine love. Of course, this is all exchanges of divine love. This is all the platform of pure loving exchanges. There's no contamination of lust or greed or envy here, because everyone's in their spiritual forms, eternal associates of the Lord. These dealings are the eternal associates of the Lord. Aprakrita Deham. This is called Aprakrita Deham, and then this is Alokik Leela, transcendental pastimes. So we, in our bodies, who are inhabiting these material tabernacles, which are bundles of desire and bundles of anarthas, bundles of aparads, and so much coverings of greed and lust, envy, pride, so that all of our interactions are impenetrated and penetrated with all these debased and demoniac qualities. Because honestly speaking, none of us are transparent entities. None of us are pure. None of us can stand up and say, yes, my consciousness is pure. My heart is clear and transparent. There's nothing but devotion, nothing but love in my heart. But all these Shukambara can say that. And Haridas and all these other great devotees. Utila Paramananda Krishnara Kirtan Shishu Brida Adikari Kande Sarvajan. All the devotees began to chant the glories of Krishna in great ecstasy. Utila Paramananda Krishna Kirtan. Everyone cried, from the children on up to the aged. Shishu Brida Adi Kari Kande Sarvajan. Kande Sarvajan. All the people. So this is the beauty of this Prem Dharma, Gauranga Prem Dharma, Nam Prem, that everyone can take part. Everyone and anyone can take part, irregardless of age or gender, health or unhealth, fat, thin, short, tall. Children can chant Hare Krishna, experience the ecstasy. Even dogs. Dogs can chant. At least human beings. Children can chant. Old people, Hare Krishna. Old people can chant and feel the ecstasy. Young, passionate boys and girls can chant and jump and flail around. Do somersaults and backflips and break dances and, you know, this kind of stuff they do sometimes. You know, they get really carried away, these kids. And the kirtans and break dance and backflips and everything. So they experience the ecstasy. Everybody, young and old. Doesn't depend on agility, physical agility, to stand on one leg for 3 hours, or to stand, balance on your head and do pranayama until your nose falls off. You know, it doesn't depend on physical ability or age. All are welcome, all are accepted, all are received, and all are benedicted, and all are uplifted, and all are transported. Everyone who enters the ocean of the holy name is transported to the other side of birth and death. Enter the ocean. You throw a bottle in the ocean, you write a letter on it. Dear so-and-so, Amiatma, New Zealand. Then that bottle floats all around and it ends up in Africa. You know, it just washes up in Africa. Someone gets a bottle. Amiatma, my website, my email address. So he writes, Amiatma, I got your bottle, your message. You told me to chant Hare Krishna, be happy. So I got this message in the Gold Coast of Africa, in Uganda. And you sent this message from Auckland. So, and you dated the message, you dated it February 29th, 2009. And I received this message in May 2009. So that's what they do. Because I used to live by the beach and we used to do that sometimes. Launch messages and find bottles of messages. You ever? No, you don't. Anyway, but beach people, they know about these things. So this is the ocean of the holy name, Sankirtan. Anyone, young or old, who enters that ocean, they get carried by the waves of prem, the waves of bhakti. It's called bhakti taranga, prema taranga. Those waves, they lift us up and we're high, and they submerge us and we're low. They throw us to the left, they throw us to the right. We feel like we're drowning that ocean in the ocean. Sometimes, you know, we get thrown up on a desert island in the middle of the ocean, water all around, dying of thirst. Surrounded by water, dying of thirst. Very interesting concept. Because if you get in a shipwreck in the middle of the ocean, you may be in a lifeboat if you're lucky. And you're surrounded by water everywhere, but you're dying of thirst. Why? You can't drink salt water. You actually can, but people don't know that. Because urine is also salty. And if you go in the army, and they tell you in the army, when you're shipwrecked or whatever, they tell you to drink your own urine, and you can survive. But 3-4 months just drinking your own urine. Depends on how fat you are. But most people think, oh, I'd rather die. I'd rather die than drink my own urine. And urine is also salty, but the composition is such that we can tolerate it. Salt water of the ocean is too concentrated. Gauranga. So these are the, so such a beautiful scene here. Shishu Brita Adhikari Kande Sarvajan. Shishu means somebody between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Under 5 years old is a Shishu. Balagopal, Shishu. Then Brita means somebody 60 and over, like me. Brita means old man. It's a very beautiful sight. These children are chanting and dancing and crying, and old people. And this is the universal religion for everyone. The universal yoga. And how many 5-year-old kids can do yoga? They have no control over their physical bodies. They can hardly walk. They're going to do Surya Namaskar and Halasan and Mayurasan and Shirasan. Okay, kids, do Shirasan. And 1 second, the kid will fall on his back because he can't go upside down. You tell the kid, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then you get a little tiny mridanga for him. And these baby, you see these baby mridangas? You swing around and in a second you go, Hare Krishna. And the kid's like leading a kirtan, he's only 3 years old. It's possible. Dante Trina Kari Keha Namaskari Keha Bale Prabhu Kabu Nachariba More. Someone held a straw between his teeth. Someone offered obeisances. Another one said, "Oh Lord, never leave me." Gara gari jajena sukriti shuklambar tandala kayena suke vaikunta ishvar. The pious shuklambar rolled on the ground as the Lord of Vaikuntha happily ate the rice. Prabhu bale shuna shuklambara brahmachari tomara vidayami sarvada vihari. Vishnambar said, "Listen, shuklambar. Brahmachari, I constantly enjoy pastimes in your heart. Tomara ridaye sarvada bihari." I'm a bihari, right? Bihari means to enjoy or play. I always play. I'm constant sarvada. All the time I'm playing in your heart. Tomara bojane haya amara bojan tumi bikshaya chali de amara paryantana. Vishnambara continued, and he's continuing. "When you eat, Shukambara, I eat. When you walk around for begging, that is my walking." This is very interesting. Purport. Lord Vishnambara accomplishes his mission of distributing the holy names and love of God through the Vaishnav Chidandi sannyasis, who under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Dev wander about on the pretext of begging alms. So this is the situation, that the preachers, the devotees are going door to door or on the sidewalks distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, transcendental knowledge. They're walking as Lord Chaitanya's walking. They're begging as Lord Chaitanya's begging. It's a very interesting section here. Chapter 16, verses 120 through 150 or so. Shuklambara Brahmachari, the beggar. Sounds like a Sankirtan devotee. Niskinchan. Lives in the temple, has nothing. What's interesting is, when you walk, that's my walking. When you're walking door to door, oh, actually, Lord Chaitanya is walking. Lord Chaitanya is walking with me. He's inside of me. He's walking with me. He's in my heart. Paramatma, Vishnu got kicked out. Lord Chaitanya is there. Paramatma is not walking with me. Lord Chaitanya is walking with me. Vishnambara. He's going with me door to door. Oh, Lord Chaitanya is with me door to door. And this is his mission of distributing the holy names and the love of God. Because what are these books about? When we distribute a book door to door, what are we distributing? We're distributing Krishna's praying. We're distributing, as it says, the Lord accomplishes his mission of distributing the holy names and love of God through the Vaishnavas, sannyasis, or whoever, preachers. So these books are full of what? Krishna's names. Every paragraph, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Mama Mantra. And these books are all about how to love God. So distributing these books means the mission of Lord Chaitanya. The mission of Lord Chaitanya is to distribute the holy names and love of God. So distributing these books means distributing the holy names and love of God. So just as Shuklambara Brahmachari did 500 years ago, we're doing today. We go on the sidewalks, we go on the airports, we go door to door. And it's under the pretext of begging alms. So we're under a pretext, can you give a donation? But actually we're distributing. Lord Chaitanya continued, Prema Bhakti Vilayite Mora Avatar Janma Janma Tumi Prema Sevaka Amar. Shukambar, I have incarnated to distribute Prema Bhakti. Prema Bhakti Vilayite. You are my beloved servant, birth after birth. Prem Sevak. That would be nice. Oh, what are you on, Prem Sevak? No, Daridra Sevak. Fallen, Patita Sevak. Fallen Sevak. Janma Janma Tumi, Prema Sevak Amar. Prema Sevak Amar. I'm a loving servant of the Lord. Why are you beggar? You beggar, why don't you get a job? Useless wretch. Parasite. Call the police on people like you. Put away. Useless beggar. Look, we work hard. You guys, why don't you get a job and work hard instead of being a lazy hippie? And then we think, I'm Gauranga's praying sevaka. Praying sevaka. I'm a loving servant of the Lord. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Lord Jesus said this. Sometimes they would throw stones at him when he was preaching and chase him with sticks and beat him. Sticks and stones may break my bones. And of course they ridiculed him. Oh, you're the son of God? Ha! What a joke. We'll find out who you are. Tomare di lama ami prema bhakti dhan nishchaya janiya prema bhakti mora pran. Vishnubhar said, I now give you prema bhakti. Know for certain that prema bhakti is my life and soul. Nishchay. Nishchaya janiha prema bhakti mora pran. Nishta jana. Know this very firmly, very conclusively. Very absolutely, without any doubt, without any shred of a doubt, the slightest doubt, nishchoy, nishta, nishchoy, janni, janami, knowledge, tamar dilama, dilama, you, prema bhakti dhan, this is interesting, ami prema bhakti dhan, ami prema bhakti dhan, everybody else, what are the people saying in the village? They're saying, Shukambara, he's Daridra, they're all saying, he's Daridra. Shukambara, he's a Daridra, he's a poor man. He has nothing, he's a beggar. So the people, it's called Vox Populi. Vox, voice, Vox means voice, Populi means people, popular. It's a Greek term. Vox Populi means a popular opinion, Vox Populi. The general opinion of the masses. So the masses of people, all the Nadivasi said, Shukambara Brahmachari, he's Daridra, he's a poor, he's a beggar. He can't feed himself. He's begging from us. That's the opinion of the people. But then what's the opinion of God? Bhagavan Vichar. What's the consideration, the outlook of Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He says, Prema Bhakti Dhan. You're a dhani. You have the wealth. I have given you the wealth of Prema. Prema Bhakti Dhan. I've given you the wealth of Prema. So in my eyes, you're very, very wealthy. Not only do you have the wealth of prema bhakti, but you can distribute it to others. It's one thing to have money. But it's another thing to have so much money you can give to others. Like some people have money, but they don't give any charity. So I don't have enough, I have to keep it. Some people have millions of dollars, and they distribute millions of dollars in charity. Schools, houses, this thing, food, medicine, everything. So he's that kind of wealthy person. He has so much wealth for himself of bhakti, and he's also distributing it to others. I now give you prema bhakti. It's my life and soul. Prem Bhakti Mora Pran. Shilklambera Varashuni Vaishnava Mandal Jaya Jaya Haridwani Karila Sakal. On hearing the benediction, Shilklambara received from Vishambara, all the Vaishnavas chanted, Jai Jai Hari Hari Kamala Natera Britya Gare Gare Mhage Eira Sera Marma Jani Kaon Mahabhage. The servant of Lakshmi's Lord begs from door to door. What fortunate soul can understand the mystery of such pastimes? In other words, Lakshminath is Lord Chaitanya's Lakshminath. The servant of Lakshmi's Lord. Who is the Lord of Lakshmi? Narayan. Who is Narayan? He is one Amsha of Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya is Sarva Avatari. So the servant of Lakshmi's Lord, which means Lord Gauranga, he is begging, that means Shukumbhara, Lakshmi Devi is your wife, and your servant is a beggar. And that's very strange. What fortunate soul can understand the mystery of this pastime? Rasara Marma Jani. Dashagari Magiya Tandula Viprapai Lakshmi Pati Gora Chandra Taha Kari Kai. Whatever rice Shukumbhara collected by begging at 10 houses was forcibly eaten by Gora Chandra, the husband of Lakshmi. That concludes the. Well, there's more to it, but we'll continue more tomorrow about this pastime of Shukumbhara Brahmacharya. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya Ki Jai. Saraswati Maharani Ki Jai.